Welcome to Shul Machshava and Daf. We're holding in Chuli and Daf Yud Zayin. The morning with Daf tells us the big chiddush. The Am Yisrael went there to Israel. Dover Tommy Ish Telehu. They can eat Dover Tommy. I think more learns from the pasuk Boti Milayim Kol Tuv Umavir Barabo Umarav Kastle the Chaziri. They can eat a piece of pig. When they're conquering Eretz Yisrael, that's what they could do. Now we have a big machlekes Rambam in Ramban regarding when is this thing mutter. The Rambam learns that any time Am Yisrael went to war, they can eat the Dover Asur. Mutter lem lechol nevelus hetreifus b'sar chazi v'koyet seboi. Why? So the Rambam says him yira v'loy motza mayechal elam ha'chol aselu asurim. If he's very hungry and he has nothing else to eat. So the Ramban says not from the Rambam is because of pikuach nefesh. Because pikuach nefesh don't need a pasuk for that. Anytime a person has pikuach nefesh, he's allowed to save himself v'chai b'im v'loy shiyomus b'im. And the Ramban also disagrees with the Rambam. This has to do with every time they go to war. He says only in the first 7 years, as Mashal from our Gemara, in the first 7 years, when they're conquering Yisrael, that's the only time it's mutar. And l'chor, the Rambam is l'shitasi. Because the Ma'aral in Tiferes Yisrael Perakhes, he brings the Rambam in Mori Nevuchim that says that the reason the Torah said not to eat Macholos Asuris is because it's not healthy. It's not healthy, it's not hygiene, it's not clean. Chazir is a very dirty animal. So that's why we don't eat these animals. So the Ma'aral attacks the Rambam and disagrees with him very strongly. He says, according to that, the Torah becomes a sefer of refuas. We have it's a medical book, a science book. And he brings later the Chazal that say, "Lo yomer adam yiv shibaso chazir." I don't want to eat this thing. We're doing the mitzvahs because Kodesh Baruch Hu gave us the mitzvahs. We're doing the mitzvahs because that's the gzera Kodesh Baruch Hu. That's chacham zeh Kodesh Baruch Hu. And we're following the Ratzon Hashem. Says the Ma'aral, he brings a raya from our Gemara. Says, if the reason why we're not eating chazir, because it's not healthy, so why when they're going to Eretz Yisrael to conquer Eretz Yisrael, then you do eat it? But if you say it's Ratzon Hashem, so then the pshat is, there's Ratzon Hashem to eat it during these years, and the rest of the years not. As we'll see in a moment, maybe a reason for it. So it comes out, the Rambam's l'shitasi. The Rambam that goes with the reasoning of the Torah, so he says, no, there's a sensible reason why we're eating chazir. Because we're talking about when a person goes to war and he's very hungry, he has to eat. The Nois HaKelim explains, it's not because b'koach nefesh dafka, like the Ramban asks, even if he's not b'koach nefesh, but he has to make sure that he has food when he goes to war. And that applies every time you go to war. So even though it's not so healthy, you need to allow it during wartime. But the Ramban and the Ma'aral, they learn they're going with the Ma'alach, not like the Rambam. It's not because of a reason that we understand. We have here the Ratzon Hashem that we should not eat treifas. And there's a certain time, 7 years, when the conqueror had to struggle, that this is allowed. Now what really is the pshat, that during the 7 years Shekivshu, then is they're allowed to eat the Basar Chazir? Well, why would that be so? Why will that change according to the Ramban and the Ma'aral? So in the Drashas Evin Shoyib, it was written by a Talmud of the Rashba. And he brings Dover Niflam Hoyd, he says, he brings the name of Chazal. Shekol Advarim Bebriyas Ha'olam Ayu Tehoirim V'lo Haya Tumah Ba'olam Le'Bahadol Ba'ichayim. When the Kodesh Baruch Hu created the world, there was no Tumah. After the Nochash Hitel Zuhamo, then everything became Tomei. Then you have a Chazir. U'lo Asid Lovo, you come Asid Lovo, Yitar HaKoyel. Shetipasek HaZoyamo. He says, Kamo Sha'amru, why is it called Chazir? She'osid Lachzor Le'Yisroel. Torah Chaim in Vayikra, Parikudah, Apostle Zion also brings this idea that Chazir, he's going to come back, he'll be Mutter. Chaim explains, not that the same Chaz will be Mutter, but he will be Ma'alegeiro, so that's why he'll be Mutter. And many of the Mefashim discuss what is the source of this, do we have that source or not? The Torah Tumimah said that we don't have a source for that, but there's a discussion about that, but you see that Joshua 7 Shayab does bring it. So mainly he says like this, when Am Yisrael conquering Eretz Yisrael, then we're Oisik, as if we're now in the time of the Osad Lovoi. He doesn't explain why, but L'chura, a little bit of a direction to understand it, Eretz Yisrael is the gate to Olam Haba. We learn in Shkalim that anybody who lives in Eretz Yisrael is as if he's living in Olam Haba. How do we know that Am Yisrael has Olam Haba? You learn from Eretz Yisrael. Kol Yisrael Yishevcheg Olam Haba, because it says L'Olam Yushoritz, talk about Eretz Yisrael. So though Eretz Yisrael is not yet Olam Haba, but because that's the gateway to Olam Haba, so when you're conquering Eretz Yisrael, you're making Eretz Yisrael part of ours, so now you're already touching that gateway, you're creating that gate, the pathway to Olam Haba. So those years were oisik as if we are in the time of Lasid Lovoi. So Yimele, he says, if Lasid Lovoi, the Chaz will be Mutter, that's the reason when you're conquering Eretz Yisrael, Chaz is Mutter at that time, because you're oisik here in Kibush Haaretz. V'adroim niflaim, we need more EU medover. Anyone wants to join or sponsor the Shomachshava Shiurim, please email shomachshava@gmail.com.